我们早上崇拜的聚会要跟各位互相参考的题目是扎实的信仰。
This morning we would like to use the topic A Firm Belief as the Mutual Encouragement.
我们请看马太福音十三章第三节到第八节。
Let's turn to Bible, Gospel Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章第三节到第八节。
Gospel Matthew chapter 13, verse 3 to 8.
他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了；有落在土前石头地上的，土既不深，花苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。第七节，有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它棘住了，又有落在好土里的，就结实，有一百倍、六十倍、三十倍。主耶稣在这边讲一个撒种的比喻。
Here Jesus presents a parable of sower.
这个撒种的人呢，他没有选择地方啊，到处撒种。
Definitely, we can see the sower just spread the seed around everywhere.
但是在这比喻当中呢，种子有落在四个地方。
But after the seed landed, and there are four places the seed landed.
根据主耶稣对门徒的解释呢，种子指着神的道理。
According to Jesus' explanation to the disciple, is the seed represent the words of God.
那这四个地方是指的人的心地。
And where the seed landed means that is the heart of the human.
第一个地方呢，种子落在路旁的。
First one, the seed landed on the side road.
后来呢，有鸟飞过来把种子吃掉。
And then they will be eaten up by the bird.
我们曾经以这个荒忙的生活呢，就是像这种落在路旁的。
According to this concern, we use the topic a busy life, which is represent this type of people.
人的心有时候好像一条忙碌的马路。
Because human's heart is always busy, just like the road.
为了种种的事情而忙碌，会忽略了神的道理。
Because we are so busy and ignore the words of God.
我们不要以为那些商人或者做大官的一天从早忙到晚。
And we should not just think about simply they are the businessmen, they are so busy for the full day.
其实呢，有的平凡的人也非常忙碌。
Not only the business person busy, but some of the poor person, they are busy too.
所以并不是那些大人物会忽略真道。
So whether the busy, therefore, not only the busy person will ignore the truth of God,
平凡的人也会忽略了真道。
But also the poor one will also ignore the words of God.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻当中呢，也提醒我们人没有办法去抗拒的能力。
In this parable, God presents sort of the power which is the human being cannot resist.
也就是说，小鸟会把这个种子吃掉。
Which is the sample they use, the bird will eat the seed.
小鸟它会在高速公路的旁边飞。
The birds will fly beside highway.
它也会飞到这个田里的小路。
And the bird will fly into the little row beside the farm.
所以小鸟呢，主耶稣的解释就是指的魔鬼。
Therefore, Jesus say the bird represents Satan.
它所对付的并不是只有那些大人物非常忙碌的人。
Therefore, the bird not only travel on the busiest highway.
当然，这些平凡的人呢，他也要对付的。
And the bird will also travel on the side road of the little country.
反正他不喜欢人呢，接受真道。
Therefore, we can see that Satan will not be pleased for any people who accept the truth of God.
接下来主耶稣说种子呢也有落在这个石头地上。
Later on, Jesus said that some of them fell on rocky place.
我们曾经呢把它呢当为一种冲动的信仰做互相勉励。
And we use the topic regarding this issue, the topic is the impulsive belief to represent this kind of faith.
因为根据主耶稣的解释呢，就是人听到道理就非常高兴的领受道理。
Jesus' explanation is for a person who just received the truth of God, they are happy to receive it.
但是真道没有办法在他的内心扎根啊。
However, the seed cannot root it in the heart.
太阳一出来呢，它就会枯干的。
And when the sun comes up, then the plant will withered.
人很容易冲动的。
And human is always carry impulsive motion.
尤其听到很生动的做些见证呢，他就有一股冲动。
Especially when we hear a very touching testimony, and our heart will be quite impulsive regarding to the testimony.
但是人的冲动也并不是不好。
But nothing wrong with the impulsive motion.
有的人一冲动呢，就会做了很多的好事情。
Sometimes people will use that as an initiative to do something good.
所以人的冲动呢，会使他呢去完成很多事情。
Therefore, human's impulsive emotional reaction would bring him to do something.
我们不可否认的，当然在教会里面呢，这种冲动的信仰也不少。
Of course, we can see many people believe in impulsive faith.
当他有能力、很顺利可以做很多的事情的时候，他这一股冲动呢，充满了活力。
And when a person is able to do something, then that impulsive motion will carry him to do something he want to do.
但是呢，发生人事问题、环境问题，有一些事情发生呢，来冲。冲着他来的时候
But once the matter surround that person has changed and that matter arrow on that person,
或者是整个大逼迫来临，或者是个别的逼迫来临
or the persecution or the individual persecution come to that person,
好像太阳出来照了这些没有根的种子
and all these change environment change just like the sun come up shine upon the plant without the root.
好像风一吹呢，它就没有办法在那边生长。
All these changes will be just like the wind blow away the seed.
也就是说，经不起考验。
In other words, the person's faith cannot stand firm in the struggle.
所以冲动的信仰呢，还是呢很危险的。
Therefore, we call impulsive faith is a dangerous faith.
虽然呢它对神的真理呢，非常高兴接受。
Although the person may happily receive the words of God,
但是持续不久。
But that kind of faith cannot stand long.
接下来主耶稣又提到种子落在荆棘里面。
And later on, Jesus continued the story, the parable on the seed fall into the thorn.
人的心有时候长了很多看不见的荆棘。
Many.Time humans has the thorn in the heart.
那荆棘呢，会影响这个种子发芽成长啊。
This kind of invisible thorn will stop the growing of the seed.
那所谓荆棘，主耶稣是说，主的人的做些疏离烦扰贪爱钱财种种的事情。
When Jesus explained this kind of invisible thorn means the greedy and the evil thought of human being.
所以真道真的会受这些的影响
and actually the truth of God will be affected by these invisible thorns
虽然呢很高兴接受道理但是在信仰生活上呢一直没有办法呢冲破这个荆棘
although the person would happily receive the words of God however the person cannot break through the thorn
当然呢，主耶稣在这个比喻当中呢，做三个地方。
And in these three places that Jesus mentioned,
要我们去提防小鸟。
And he mentioned have to be people has to be aware of the birds.
要我们去除掉石头增加泥土。
And we have to, he recommend we have to remove the rocky place, put more topsoil.
要我们去除掉荆棘。
He recommend people should cut away the thorns.
当然呢，这个种子发芽就能够顺利成长。
After all these, then the seed will well rooted and grow.
甚至呢，能够结实啊。
And even can bear the fruits.
那么主耶稣讲到第四个地方呢，就是好土啊。
When Jesus mentioned the seed landed on the fourth place, which is good soil.
那么从这个比喻当中，也让我们知道好土才占四分之一啊。
From this parable. let us understand good soil only represent a quarter of the belief.
那撒种的人就是传福音的人。
The sower means the people who spread the gospel.
当然呢，他不能够只有选择好土啊。
Of course, the sower cannot only select spread on the good soil.
因为好土只有数分之一而已。
In this parable, we can understand good soil only represent the quarter of the listener.
还有数分之三的啊，也可以撒种下去。
And three quarter of the listener will receive the seed.
但是呢，要经营它呢啊，比较会啊劳力。
But the seed cannot grow well or need more work to let it grow.
那么也暗示着这个世界上呢，还是真正在神的要求书下呢，达到神的标准的人呢，还是比较少。
And this implied to us in today's world, only a quarter of the people would be qualified under God's standard.
虽然这样，但是呢，主耶稣还是不失望的。
Even though Jesus will not be disappointed by this amount.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻当中呢，也让我们发现呢，悲观的抒情占多数。
And from this parable that Jesus allowed us to understand, sometimes a matter will represent the negative side.
只有这个好土让人很乐观啊。
And only the good soil, which is the positive side, will give a positive gesture to the people.
但是呢，只有数分之一而已。
However, the number only a quarter.
那么也让我们知道呢，我们往往为了传福音的事情呢，还是受阻挡的比较多啊。
Therefore, let us to understand sometimes when we spread the gospel, we always been blocked, cannot be succeed.
那么也让我们知道呢，信仰的道路呢，这个在一生当中呢，不平的，不是很顺的，还是占多数。
That also tells us when we travel on the path of the faith, we will see most of the time we are in the troublesome.
但是还是要去克服它的。
However, we have to overcome the trouble.
不要灰心了。
We should not be discouraged.
虽然呢，在神的要求之下呢，好的人不多。
Of course, under God's standard, we may not see a good number of the people.
但是神还是希望全世界的人都能够来得到他的救恩啊。
But God's expectation is everybody in this world will receive His salvation.
所以教会的门永远是敞开的，欢迎各式各样的人进来。
Therefore, the door of the church always open to welcome any person.
好像主耶稣曾经说过
，Just like Jesus said,
他说：“人主来到世上，一。”能够见到有信德的多少呢？很少。
Son of man came to this world, how many he can see a righteous person?
但是他还是没有失望。
It's very few, but he never be disappointed.
继续来传扬天国的福音。
He continued his word to spread the words of the heaven.
那么早上呢，我们以扎实的信仰就是好土的。
This morning, we would like to use the topic which is the firm belief represent the seed fell on good soil.
来提供几点跟大家呢做参考。
We would like to use few topics regarding its issue for your mutual encouragement.
刚才第八节我们有看到这个种子落在好土里面呢。
On the verse 8, we just read, some other seed fell on good soil.
就在结实当中呢，倍数不一样。
And they can produce different times of crops.
先有一百倍，再来六十倍、三十倍。
The number is 160, 30 times.
这个结实的倍数不一样，也让我们感受到，虽然有好土，但是结果还是不太一样。
As long as when we see the different number of producing, we can see there's a different quality of so-called good soil.
在这好土里面还是有分别的。
And among the good soil, they are different.
同样的，在神的要求的标准之下，都及格的，但是还是有分别的。
Therefore, that tell us, under the standard of God, they are still different level of approaching.
农作物有百倍的收成，这个记录不多。
And for a crop to have the hundredfolds, that's rare.
但是呢。 在神的能力里面除爱里面呢奇迹还是很多的
But under the blessing, under the almighty of God, we can see that kind of growth.
保罗曾经说过
Paul once said,
众多说多众少说少
You plant more and reap more, plant few, reap few.
这是不能改变的定律
This is the fact.
但是有时候还是有这种变数。
However, sometimes you will see the exception.
我们请看哥林多后书第九章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 9.
哥林多后书第九章第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6.
少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。你种多少就收多少。
Of course, whatever you plant, or how many you plant, how many you will reap.
这是真话。
This is the true fact.
那么主耶稣为什么说落在好土里面的也有结实百倍、六十倍、三十倍呢
？But we back to the parable of Jesus when the seed landed on a good soil, and there are different times of producing.
以人的智慧所能够了解的。就是种多少收多少。
According to what we understand is what you plant, what you reap.
树上的数学也是这样，永远不能改变。
And this is the math that we understand.
但是天国的数学往往就不一样。
However, the math of heaven is way different to what I understand.
在神的国里，教会里面呢，往往呢有神的能力跟神的爱。结果就不一样。
In the kingdom of heaven, more we see the love of God, the more miracle we will see.
其实呢，这种百倍的收成在圣经里面早就有这种记录。
100 times of folds, there are so many places being recorded.
这是一些呢，耕农的人呢没有办法去了解的。
This kind of record of producing will confuse the farmer.
以人的智慧来经营呢，怎样经营也没有办法有这种百倍的收成。
Because if only use our sense to run that kind of farm, will not get 100 times produce.
我们请看创世纪二十六章十二节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 26, verse 12.
创世纪二十六章十二节。
Genesis chapter 26, verse 12.
以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，耶和华赐福给他。以撒，他是种地的。
Here it says Isaac planted crops.
那一年他听从神的指示。
At that year he followed the instruction of God.
因为天气不好，他想要搬到另一个地方去发展。
Because the changing of the weather, he is planning to move to other place to develop himself.
但是神可能考虑到他信仰的缘故呢，就勉励他继续在那边耕种。
The situation may be this because God want to preserve his faith, therefore ask him or allow him to stay in the same place and plant it.
以人的经验。跟人的智慧呢，是不可能留在那边的。
According to the experiences of that time, nobody want to stay at that place.
但是以撒从小就尊重神的话的权威啊。
However, Isaac followed the words of God since he was young.
所以他凭着信心呢，那一年继续在那边耕种。
Therefore, he went by faith. He stayed in the same place and planted the crops.
没想到有百倍的收成。
Out of his expectation, he reaped hundredfold.
当然，他了解呢，这不是他的技术好。
He definitely understand not because his best ability.
人怎么经营，也很难有这种结果。
No matter how.People how to run the business, but he cannot see the hundredfold.
但是有一种看不见的力量，就是神来的力量。
But in here, he can see the invisible power behind him, which is the power from God.
神赐福给他。
Because God blessed him.
所以就有这种百倍的收成。
That will allow him to reap a hundredfold.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻当中呢，说撒种呢，撒在好土里面有。
Therefore, when Jesus presented his parable to the disciple, he mentioned, on the good soil, people will see produce 100 times.
但是也有六十倍，也有三十倍。
But here's another two numbers, which is 60 times and 30 times.
那并不是说这种土地呢比较不好。
Does not mean the 60 times or 30 times ground is a bad ground.
也不是说这个人比较不好。
Does not mean this person is a bad person, therefore he can only produce such a number.
因为神呢要给谁就给谁，神有这种权利的。
Because God has that sovereignty to whom he want to give.
当然三十倍的不如百倍啊。
Of course, according to the number, 60 and 30 is way less than hundreds.
但不因为他是结束三十倍就成为比较不好，也不是。
But we cannot say 30 means worse than the hundreds.
因为主耶稣在其他的比喻呢，也有强调这一点。
Because in other parable, Jesus also mentioned this point.
像在马太福音二十五章里面的交五千、两千、一千的。那种比喻。
For example, in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus used the parable of talents regarding 5,000, 3,000, and 1,000, 2,000.
有五千恩数的，他尽本分去经营，再赚五千。
For people who can earn that 5,000 talents, who is able to earn another 5,000.
那么得到主人的称赞。
And the person received, he also received the praising of the master.
那其他那两个呢？虽然所得的比较少。
The other two person, although they receive less.
只要尽本分就能够得到称赞。
But the point is, as long as they do their best, they will receive the praising too.
当然，两千不如五千呐。
Of course, on the number wise, 2,000 is less than 5,000.
但是这个两千的呢？他有尽本分。
However, the 5,000 one did his job.
所以当主人跟他算账的时候，他还是得到称赞。
Therefore, when the master came back and take his account, he also received the reward.
那领一千的也并不是说一千就不好。
For regarding the one who received 1,000 does not mean he is a bad person, therefore receive one talent.
主要就是因为他没有尽本分，因为他懒惰。
The point is because he's lazy, he never did his job.
所以从这个比喻当中也让我们联想到这个撒种的比喻。
From this parable, let us bring back to the parable we just read about the sowing seed.
虽然你结实是三十倍，还是能够得到主耶稣的肯定。
Although you are bearing food or you produce it 30 times, but you still receive the blessing from Jesus.
主耶稣还是认为你就是一个良善又很殷勤的仆人。
In the eyes of Jesus, you are still be qualified a good servant.
所以尽力结实呢，就是神所喜悦的。
Therefore, we do our best and produce that will please the Lord.
还是能够得到称赞。
And that will allow us to receive the reward.
所以主耶稣说，结实有一百倍、六十倍、三十倍。
Therefore, Jesus in the parable he mentioned 100 times, 60 times, 30 times produce.
那么主耶稣在马太福音这里先说到一百倍的。
Jesus started to mention 100 times first.
但是在马可福音那边是30倍先说的。
But in the book of Mark, he started with 30 times first.
请看马可福音第四章。
Let's turn to Mark, chapter 4.
二十节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 20.
马可福音第四章二十节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 20.
那撒在好地土好地上的就是人听到又领受，并且结实三十倍，有六十倍，有一百倍。这里马可是从三十倍先讲。
Here Mark start from 30 times.
我们在信仰的历程当中
，in our path of the faith，
有的人是信了以后渐渐体会到神的恩典越来越大。
Some of the people may gradually receive and experience the blessing of God step by step.
有的人一开始就体会这么大，就非常高兴。
Some of the people may experience 100 times of God's blessing at the first.
好像一开始就有一百倍。
Just like he experienced 100 times blessing from God at the very beginning.
但后来六十倍、三十倍。
And then 60 times and 30 times.
所以有的弟兄姐妹在做见证的时候。
Therefore, we can hear the testimony from brothers and sisters.
哎，我刚信主的时候祷告好像很灵，很有效果。
They always claim when they believe in Christ at first, the power of the prayer is strong.
那渐渐好像我所求的不一定给我。
But the longer I believe, the more I ask, the least I receive.
这并不是神改变，也并不是他不好。
But here not try to tell us because God changed or because this person changed.
神为了我们的信仰得到造就，真的付了一番苦心。
For the purpose of edifying our faith, God really planned us well.
天父用心良苦啊。
Because God planned us well.Use his plan to let us grow well.
所以从神所领受的恩典呢，也许刚开始是三十倍。
Therefore, when we receive the blessing, we may start from 30 times.
但后来呢，又一百倍的。
But we're going to reach the point of 100 times.
有的刚开始是一百倍，但后来呢，三十倍。
On the other hand, some of the believers may experience God from 100 times towards 30 times.
所以神给每一位的非常奇妙。
Therefore, God's plan on everyone is different and miraculous.
也不要因为这些看得见的恩典呢，啊，就说谁好谁不好。
And we should not make any judgment because this visible, situation.
这都这些呢都没有标准的。
Because all these has no standard at all.
本来标准的。就是众少得少，众多则多啊。
We can see from the other verses, the more you plant, the more you reap. That's the fact.
但是能够结实呢，百倍或者是六十倍。
However, to receive the crop either 60 times, 30 times, or 100 times,
这个很难去定个标准。
And these producing number hard to be judged.
除了神的恩典以外
，unless it's the blessing of God.
那么个人的努力也有关系的。
That would also depend on person's effort.
当然，比较殷勤的人呢，他能够获得比较多的。
Of course, hardworking person will receive more than the less working person.
所以在神的家中，神的恩典里面呢，当然每个人所得的都不一样。
Therefore, in the family of God, everyone receives different, folds.
有时候我们凭看得见的物质呢，看得见的肉体，啊，来断定哪一个好，哪一个比较不好，这个都是不标准的。
And this is wrong if we just judge the person according to the 60, 100, or 30. That is inappropriate.
像这些看得见的一百倍跟三十倍。
For example, what we can see is only the fruit bear 100 times or 30 times.
同样都是好土，都能够得到称赞。
Because all they can grow because the seed land on a good soil and good soil been pleased by God.
那有的呢啊，开始的时候进入这个信仰生活的时候，好像神的恩典很丰富啊。
Some of the people start to believe from a hundredfold experiences.
但是渐渐的好像不太那么丰富。
But less and the further he believes, less experience he can get.
但是这些豪徒这些杂俗的信仰都经得起考验。
However, this person's heart still considers a good soil, which is a firm belief.
不会因为这些看得见的来摇动他的信仰。
And this kind of good soil will not be shaken because the change of the environment.
所以有的人呢，在信仰历程当中呢，几十年的考验还是呢站得住的。
Therefore, we can see brothers and sisters who are suffering all the way alone, but we can see the person's faith still firm.
无论是一百倍或是三十倍，都能够得到主耶稣的欣赏。
And even the person can produce 100 or 60 folds that still be blessed by God.
但是人呢，总是有追求上进的心。
But man should always pursue something higher.
往往都会往比较啊。丰富的方向呢，去努力。
We always work towards more and abundant.
同样的，我们在神的恩典里面呢，就是不断的这样去追求啊。
Therefore, same token in the blessing of God, we should pursue on the same way.
当然呢，我们羡慕呢，我们所结出来、所结的果子呢， 是越多越好。
We always admire who can bear more fruit, just like when we pursue on.
但有时候尽了力量还是做些，还是三十倍。
Sometimes we do our best, but our produce only 30 times.
但是呢，我们不要因为这样而泄气的。
But we should not be discouraged because the numbers.
因为做些都是神的恩典。
Because all these is under the grace of God.
我们请参看约翰福音十五章第八节。
Let's turn to John chapter 15 verse 8.
约翰福音十五章第八节。
John 15 verse 8.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒，多结果子啊。
Here tell us bear much fruit.
当然呢，种树种果树的呢，都希望多结果子。
We all understand the purpose to plant a fruit tree is to bear fruit.
但有时候呢，因为气候或者是其他种种影响呢，不一定。会结得很多啊。
But sometimes our purpose won't be changed because the environment change.
但是人总是向啊做些更丰富的去努力啊。
However, we should always work towards to bear more fruit as a target.
主耶稣在这边说，多结果子，父就得荣耀，并不是多荣耀。
And here it says to bear much fruit, this is to pursue on.
那尽了这种本分呢，就是耶稣的门徒啊。
As long as we do our best to bear much fruit, then we can be called as the disciple of God.
当然呢，多越多越好，不嫌多的。
Of course, we like much the better.
我们在神的教会里面呢，所扮演的角色非常多啊。
And we may have different roles in the family of God.
这是主耶稣在他的比喻里面呢，我们能够发现所扮演的角色非常多啊。
In the parable of Jesus, that we will discover believer acting different roles in the family of God.
但是我们主要呢，尽本分啊，去努力。
The point is, as long as we do our best.
就能够呢，让天父得到荣耀。
And that will give the glory to the Father.
当然，这种丰富的恩典呢，我们要不断的去羡慕。
Of course, we should always admire the abundant grace.
我们请看腓立比书第一章第十节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1 verse 10.
腓立比书第一章第十节十一节。
Book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 10 and 11.
第十节，使你们能分别是非，做成熟无过的人，直到基督的日子。十一节
，eleven，
并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。使徒保罗在这边说啊
，Here Apostle Paul tried to tell us，
说我们能够呢啊分别是非啊
，we should。Be able to discern what is best, what is wrong.
做一个成熟无过的人。
And to be a pure and blameless person.
我们这些好土啊的人呢，有扎实信仰的人，要保持到基督的日子。
Today we are all the good soil, therefore we have to keep us as the good soil until the day of Christ.
经得起时间的考验。
We can stand firm for any toil of the time.
也经得起这个环境跟人数的考验。
And we can stand firm for any toil of the surrounding environment.
真正能够做一个能够分别是非的人。
And to be the believer who is able to discern what is best.
有的人是非不分啊。
Some people may not be able to discern what is best.
那么这样呢，在他的内心就会产生很多的这个不平，很多的不好的情绪出来。
Then this person's heart always come up with complaint and emotional reaction.
能够成为一个成熟无过的人。
And to be a person who is blameless.
这是主耶稣所欣赏的。
And that will be pleased to the Lord Jesus.
十一节提到我们要靠着耶稣基督啊。
Verse 11 tells us we have to trust on Jesus.
因为人性的弱点太多了。
Because human is always weak.
因为人的肉体啊，真的很软弱。
Because human flesh is weak.
所以要不断的靠着主耶稣的帮助。
Therefore, we should always depend on the help of Jesus.
让我们能够来结满啊仁义的果子。
To allow us to bear the fruit of righteousness.
所谓结满就是比较多啊。
To be filled with means to bear more.
当然越多越好。
Of course, the more the better.
这是我们要羡慕的心情、啊、
And this is the target we should pursue on.
所以所付出的、啊、多少往往所获得的也有多少。
Therefore, whatever you put in, whatever you get it out.
但是有的人呢就是不问耕耘、啊啊、一直的往前走、啊、
Some of the people just working hard and without question.
这也是对的。
And this is a good attitude.
这也是主耶稣所欣赏的。
And that will be pleased by God.
我们再请看哥林多后书第九章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
第八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8.
哥林多后书九章八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8.
神能将各样的恩典多多地加给你们。使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。神有这种能力，把各样的恩惠多多加给我们。
God is able to make all grace around us，
让我们在凡事上都觉得很充足啊。
That will allow us to feel we are abundant in everything。
但是这种人神呢也要求他能多行各样的善事。
But the expectation from God is to expect this type of person can do more good things.
所以当传道人要多讲道。
Therefore, as a preacher should speak more.
这个是主耶稣所要求的。
And this is the requirement from God, from Jesus.
因为给他呢这种恩典比较多啊。
Because he entrusts the gift from the Lord Jesus.
那在其他的事上也是一样的。
Same token to other talents.
所以那种结实百倍的呢，主耶稣对他的要求往往呢也要百倍的付出啊。
Therefore, for those who has the hundredfolds, Jesus expect they can give hundredfolds.
所以有的人呢，他越做越多，这是好的。
Therefore, when a person do, more he do, the more work he accomplished.
那么也就是说呢，他付出多啊，主耶稣不会让他出亏的。
In other words, the more he given, that Jesus will reward him more.
今世没有报赏啊，也会留到来世呢，多多加给你。
He may not receive the reward today, but will see in the future.
不要因为今世看得见的，好像没有报赏。
And we should not judge because we did not receive any reward in today's world.
往往呢，这种报偿会留到来生的。
Because all these kind of reward will given to you in the future.
我们再看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
那树种给撒种的，树粮给人出的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子。保罗在这边提到，树种给撒种的。
Here it says, he who supplied the seed to the sower,
那么也树给人出的
and the bread for food,
这个都有分别的
and they are different.
但是呢，树多少给谁啊，就要谁呢啊，种多少。
The more he who supplies to the sower, and the more the sower should plant.
那么往往呢？他有尽了这种本分，就会增添他仁义的果子、啊、
As long as the sower did the best, then he will be enlarged the harvest of the righteousness.
这就是在这个有百倍、六十倍、三十倍里面的真理、啊、
And this is the truth among the hundredfolds, thirtyfolds, and sixtyfolds.
还有一点呢，就是主耶稣也曾经说的，有的要多加给他，没有的。剩下一点点，也要把它夺过来。
And therefore, one more point is Jesus say, for the person who had, he will give more.
我们请看马太福音二十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew 25.
马太福音二十五章。
Matthew 25。
请看二十九节。
Verse 29。
因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。这个是主耶稣在这个按才干啊分给仆人恩赐的比喻里面所讲的。
And this is the conclusion from the parable of the talents.
那个领一千的没有尽本分，没有尽他所能做的事情去做。
The person who received one talent never did his work.
虽然呢，主人给他一千啊，这一千后来还是。
Though the master gave him the one talent, but still been taken back by the master at the end.
那领五千跟两千的比较多啊。
For those who receive five and two, they receive more.
但是他们尽了本分呢，虽然都还是要加给他的。
However, they did their work and put their effort in, and they will receive more than be given.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，所含的这种真理呢，非常深奥。
Therefore, we can see the truth behind these parables.
那么有关好土呢，他所解释的有几方面。
Regarding a good soil that Jesus explained are difference.
我们再看马太福音十三章二十三节。
Let's turn to Matthew 13 verse 23.
马太福音十三章二十三节。
Matthew 13 verse 23。
那撒在好地上的，就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有一百倍、六十倍、三十倍。好土呢，第一点就是听到道理能够明白的。
Good soil means the person who receives the seed and understand.
有的人讲话讲得很清楚，很容易让人明白。
Some people can speak well and allow the listener to understand.
有的人讲话他是主讲重点，不注意听呢，有时候听不清楚。
But the other kind of speaker is only get the point. If you don't listen carefully, you won't understand.
那么有时候讲道的人也会看听众而讲的。
And some of the speaker will speak depends on the listener.
那么听到能够明白。
Therefore, here tells us to hear the words and understand.
这有时候呢，也跟一个人的信心跟虔诚也有关系。
And that relate to a person's faith and his godliness.
当然呢，跟讲道者口才好也有关系。
Of course, that also tie into how well the speaker can speak.
但是这些都是参考而已。
However, all these are objective.
不是绝对性的。
It's not so critical.
第一点我们要注意的。
First point we have to notice.
就是神能够开导人的心啊。
God can open man's heart.
因为你的心地本来就很好。
Because you have a very good heart.
所以神呢就开导你的心啊。
Therefore God open your heart.
我们请看使徒行传十六章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts chapter 16.
十四节
，verse 14。
使徒行传十六章十四节
，Book of Acts chapter 16 verse 14。
有一个卖主兽布匹的人，夫人名叫吕底亚，是推牙推拿城的人，是来敬拜神。他听见了，主就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。腓立比教会第一家来信耶稣的，就是我们刚才所念的这一节圣经。
And this is the first family who believed in the place of Philip.
这里提到有一个妇人叫吕底亚。
Here tell us there's a person, there's a lady called Lydia.
保罗在那边布道的时候，他留心听啊。
When Paul preached the gospel and the message over there, she could listen carefully.
这里特别强调主耶稣开导他的心啊。
Here especially mentioned in the verses, Jesus opened her heart.
有的人的心啊，主观很强啊，心打不开啊。
And sometimes person's heart is Two self-centers would not be open to any.
这跟人的个性也有关系。
Because that relate to everyone's personalities.
但是有的人很客观，无论什么事，他就把心门敞开啊。
But some of the person is very objective, therefore he will listen to any opinions.
这些都是主耶稣比较了解啊，人与人之间很困难去了解。
This point only Jesus understand. This point not between man and man.
但是吕底亚呢，他的个性怎么样，我们不知道。但是呢，主耶稣开导他的心呐。
Here we don't understand what is the personality of Lydia, but Jesus understand her heart.
所以他就听得很清楚，很明白。
Therefore, the Lord opened her heart; they can respond. She can respond well to Paul's message.
在他的内心得到美好的造就。
And she can receive well benefit and be edified by the truth.
所以有的讲道者呢。还没讲到之前的祷告，往往会祷告求主耶稣让听众呢，能够呢得到美好的造就。
Therefore, in the sermon before the sermon at the first prayer, the speaker always say, "May the Lord through the truth will benefit every listener."
有时候自己觉得讲得不好，但是还是呢有人得到造就。
Some of time the speaker may feel I make a worse speech, but the listener still get the benefit.
有时候呢，觉得自己讲得很满意，非常好，但得的造就却不多。
But vice versa, some speakers speak well, but the listener receive nothing.
所以呢，这些好土地的好土的呢，也要靠神的恩典。
Therefore, a good soil is really depend on the blessing of God.
那么主耶稣往往呢，根据你的心态来成全你。
And Jesus always.Give you the benefit, give you the edification depends on your heart.
再来呢，每一次机会都抱着信心去参加。
And on the other point is, every time you come to the sermon with the faith.
这个比较容易明白。
And this is quite easy to understand.
请看希伯来书第四章第二节。
Let's turn to Hebrews 4:2.
希伯来书第四章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2.
因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道，与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。这里提到传福音给我们
，Here say the gospel been preached to us，
好像撒种的啊，到处都去撒种
，Just like the sower spread the seed everywhere。
也有路旁的，也有熟头地的。
Some fell in the rocky place, some fell in the roadside.
也有荆棘地的。
Or in the thorn.
也有好土的。
Even on the good soil.
但是这里强调呢，有信心去配合很重要。
But here tell us a very good point we should receive by faith.
有的人呢，还没有开始看到这个安排表啊，今天谁讲到啊，我不听了，我不去了。
And some of the people may come to the sermon because.The speaker.
当然呢，人有所偏好。
Of course, you may have favoritism.
但是不要因为这样影响信心了。
But don't use that favoritism to impact your faith.
那么也就是说，我们来敬拜神，对神的这种心呢，不要改变。
In other words, when we come to the church, listen to the sermon, we should never change the faith towards God.
人很容易因人的缘故而改变心情、
And men will change their attitude because man's reaction.
但是这个往往会影响到我们对神的真理的明白。
But that kind of attitude will always block us to understand the words of God.
所以谦虚的人很容易明白神的真理、
Therefore, for a person who carried a humble heart, easier to understand the words of God.
所以主耶稣在强调这个好土啊，就是能够听得明白。
Therefore, when Jesus especially emphasized the good soil means to receive and understand.
跟主耶稣开导我们的心有关系。
And that really depends on when Jesus opened our heart.
跟我们的虔诚跟信心都有关系。
That also tie in our attitude of faith and the faith we have.
我们再看路加福音24章25节到27节。
Let's turn to Gospel Luke chapter 24.
路加福音24:25.
Gospel Luke chapter 24 verse 25.
到27节。
To 27.
耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝。26节。
26.
基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？二十七节。
27。
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着注解的话，都给他们讲解明白。耶稣的门徒，自从耶稣钉十字架复活这短短的三天里面呐、疑云非常多啊。
And here we can see the confusion of all the disciples of Jesus after his resurrection within 3 days.
过去所看过的摩西五经，过去主耶稣所听的话。
And they recall the words of Jesus, they recall the Bible they have read.
到事情发生的时候呢，都没有办法去应用的。
And until today, when the thing happened, nothing can apply to today's situation.
主耶稣要被钉十字架之前已经讲了好几次他所要走的这一条路、
And Jesus already mentioned several times to his disciple the path he selected.
但是到时候事情发生，这些门徒还是不太了解。
But up to when Jesus was nailed on the cross, all the folks still they do not understand what happened.
等到主耶稣在这个很短的时间里面给他们再温习一次，他们又想起来了。
Until when Jesus resurrect and appear to them again and recall their memory, they start to remember.
他们终于明白了。
Finally, they understand.
为什么我们要常常参加聚会啊？
What is the point for us to come to sermon so often?
连主靠着记忆力强还是靠不住的。
Because we cannot only depend on our memory or our recalls.
有的从小就信耶稣，信到年老啊。
Some of the believers believe since he was a baby until in the old age.
但是呢，他对神的真理的造就明白呢，很奇妙啊。
But this type of person may not truly and fully understand what is the truth of God.
在年纪小的时候所听的都记起来。
Because when you are young, you will receive and remember well what you receive.
但不一定明白。
But you may not understand at that time.
有时候你换一个地方所听的，真的明白了。
Sometimes because the environment change or the speaker change, and you will understand.
这个就是在主耶稣的安排之下，环境的印证，人数的遭遇，让你来明白的。
And that's all fall into the plan of Jesus because the change of the person, because the change of the environment to allow you understand the truth.
我们都是好土啊
，because we are all good soil，
都是心地善良的。
We are all carry a good heart。
那么有关好土呢？主耶稣所说的就是听到明白。
Regarding the good soil, Jesus' point is to receive and understand the words.